What order do you call that sorghum and eggs? But that was awful good eating.
Hmm.
You just stir them all together and cook them and boil them, and let them come up and boil them.
Just cook
them right? Stay in your mother and nobody looked out for one to take it up.
Uh-huh.
And that was sure enough good eating too.
Huh.
Well, I'll tell God now. I thought, well, I have cooked eggs and sorghum together when I was a bachelor a whole lot.
Uh-huh.
They were good to eat most any time anyway, you cook them.
Yeah, that's
but
right.
I never did cook them like mother did, I didn't know how, but they're good to eat anyway.
Did you boil eggs much?
Oh yes, we'd have boiled eggs.
Uh-huh.
Even three times a day if you wanted. Scrambled eggs, onions and eggs, wild onions and eggs. Uh-huh.
Did you ever get a pan of water boiling and then break an egg in it and cook the egg that way?
A porch.
Uh-huh.
That's the only way I eat eggs now. Well, I'll eat boiled egg, but I won't eat a frying egg at all.
Mm-hmm.
Can't eat the frying egg. I porch them and let curl the white.
Uh-huh.
Until they get curling.
They're easy to digest then, I guess. Did you have a special day in the fall when you'd get your meat ready?
We always wanted to kill our meat in November.
Uh-huh.
The month of November, meat won't spoil.
Mm-hmm. Did any of it ever spoil on you when you killed it other times?
No, we didn't only eat it up too many in the family. We kill them in 15 hogs, one killing.
Hmm.
2 or 3 days of hick in November. And long up in the summer, hot weather come, while whenever we run out of meat, we can butcher a hog. And 200 or 300 or 400 pound hog we can butcher and put in a big iron kettle, make brine, throw the egg, and cut this meat up in chunks and boil it for 30 minutes. Put it in a big stone jar and pour the brine out on it and get fresh meat all the time until it was gone.
Now why did you float the egg on this?
The brine's strong enough to float the whole egg up. So
that's the way you can tell, huh?
That'll tell when the brine's strong enough.
Uh-huh.
And of course a certain portion is salt, but we never, very seldom ever put an egg in, but we measured out so much salt, so much water.
Uh-huh.
I don't remember what post of water now, but I know it always wanted strong enough to float the egg.
Although you never thought
it was all the receipt was to have brine strong enough to float the egg.
Uh-huh. When you butchered cattle, did you ever take the beef and slice it thin and dry it?
Beef?
Uh-huh.
The beef steak?
Well,
nine quarters.
I was thinking, did you ever take it and slice it thin and then dry it?
Oh, no.
Uh-huh.
No, we never did dry any.
Was that called jerky or dried beef? Or?
I don't know what dried beef is like. I mean, I've heard of dried beef all my life. And I bought dried beef, too, out of stores. And just eat it alone. It's real salty.
Mm-hmm.
I like it all right.
Boy, it's expensive, though, isn't it?
Oh, it's awful. Fancy, let's get a little old bottle cost way up there.
About $1.60, $1.70 a pound. What did you do with the head of a hog?
Made head and cheese. Souse meat, out of straps and heads, feet.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Did you ever take the juice from this?
The which?
Did you ever take the juice from your head cheese and put any cornmeal in it for anything?
Oh yeah. That